At the age of 36, photojournalist James Notway wrote these words about photographing war.
For me, the strength of photography lies in its ability to evoke a sense of humanity. If war is an attempt to negate humanity, then photography can be perceived as the opposite of war. And if it's used well, it can be a powerful ingredient in the antidote to war.
These words are spoken by a man who's widely regarded as the best war photographer in the world. James Notway, an American in his early 50s, whose defining arc has encompassed what often seems incomprehensible to the world, bloodshed, butchery, cruelty, and loss from every theater of conflict and poverty imaginable. A photographer is accustomed to turning the lens on others, and that might make him an unusual subject for a documentary, but Jim Notway is not a usual photographer. He's the subject of a film appropriately called War Photographer by Swiss director Christian Frey, and the film is the last in our series of documentary films nominated for Academy Awards. Christian Frey, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jackie.
You know, I've seen James Notway working a long time ago. I think he nearly ran over me in Belfast. How do you think he's different from other war photographers?
I think what makes him different and unique is his calm. I mean, he's very calm. He's like, you know, really thinking also what he's doing. He's not at all somebody speaking a lot. He thinks before he speaks, and he means what he tells you.
Let's hear how he approaches subjects. He's photographing people at their most despairing. I'm thinking of the woman who's looking at the graves of loved ones in Kosovo, for example. That leads us into this clip.
I try my best to approach people with respect. I want them to see that I have respect for them and the situation they're in. I don't like to move too fast. I don't like to speak too loudly. I want to be very open in my approach. I want to feel open in my own heart towards them, and I want them to be aware of that.
You followed him for 2 years. Where did you go?
Well, I followed him into Kosovo a few days after KFOR troops went in. We were also working in Indonesia during the elections in 1999. We were working in the West Bank, in Ramallah, and of course there was also shootings in Hamburg, in the magazine, Stern magazine, and in New York, mm-hmm. where Jim is based.
You use a very interesting device. There's a little, it must be like a lipstick-sized camera mm-hmm. that you've attached to his camera, in addition to the fact that you're filming him, right?
This was like the key idea, you know, because if you come up with the idea of doing a documentary on a photographer like Jim, himself not trying to catch any attention. I mean, he dreams to be invisible because that's the way he works. So if you come up with the idea of surrounding this guy with a crew, with three people, it's a very bad idea. And of course he told me that. He told me, thanks Christian for your interest, but it's not possible to do a documentary with me because it's two things, it's too dangerous and you will destroy my work. I was expecting that, you know, and I had this vision of a film being shot with microcams being attached to the photo still camera of James Notway. So you see how he's searching for his picture. You hear every breath of this photographer and you're really in the middle of the things like he is, you know. I mean, you're in the midst of it as a spectator now. And I think that makes this film unique because it didn't happen before.
Let's hear what a colleague has to say about him. They're in Indonesia. An angry mob is chasing a man down.
And Jim basically got down on his hands and knees three times, pleading to saying to them, there is no reason for you to kill this man. You know, just because he is Ambonese, but they didn't listen. They didn't listen to him and they killed him anyway. But for 20 minutes, he was on his hands and knees praying, saying, please don't kill this man, there is no need. If the situation does get that brutal and that nasty, a lot of people would move away, A, for their own safety, but I think in a way, as an instinctive thing to say, I'm not part of it. Whereas Jim is always he is always right in the middle of it. He is always part of it. He always has been and he always will be.
What do you think goes through Jim Nottaway's head when he is in the middle of it. You mentioned his calm, but here's a scene of him taking a picture of a man who has a knife to his throat, and indeed this man is executed in front of Nottaway's eyes. I mean, what has Nottaway told you about his sense of interaction in the middle of it like this?
Well, it happens very seldom, and it is one of the most cruel things happening to, you know, every war correspondent or war photographer, having to make the decision, should I continue my work as a photographer or should I, you know, try to save somebody's life? Because that's what happened there. Jim is always in the middle of the action, so he's not, you know, just stepping away and pretending, well, I'm not part of it. He is part of it because he's going with his wide-angle lenses, and he's in the midst of it, even if there is a man being lynched.
Did you ask him how he feels later? I mean, when he gets back to the hotel or wherever, or the next day or the next week, or when he's back in America, in New York?
Well, in Jakarta, this man did not survive, and I think Jim is not able to talk about this event. It's too much for him, because he saved twice a man's life in the same situation, and there it worked, and this time it did not work. So it's very hard for him. He does not like to talk about this event, and I think he's really traumatized by that.
How did you feel about being in some of these war theaters, Ramallah or Ali, or just places of extreme poverty, the family living beside the railroad tracks in Jakarta? These are tough things to look at.
Oh, absolutely. And I had to get used to this, you know. It was just the issue here was war photography. I was never been working before in the field, in wars. So I was overwhelmed by many things you can't even describe, you know. It smells, it's things, it's really hard to come over. And I had to get used to it, and it was also a question about security. I mean, I was responsible for me and also my cinematographer's Peter Indegan's life, so I had to learn about landmines and booby traps. I was going to Cambodia to learn about these things. But you can't prepare the shock, you know, being exposed to this kind of incredible grief and suffering. And also we were focusing a lot on poverty. In Indonesia, for example, people are living on less than a dollar a day. And I think this is a form of social violence, if you want. This is also a form of violence if people have to live like that. And there I had to learn, like, you know, living with the strange situation that you are working, approaching a family living between railroad tracks, and in the evening you are going back to your four-star hotel. That's a strange thing also to experience.
Christian Fry, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Jackie.
Christian Fry produced and directed the Oscar-nominated documentary film War Photographer. It will open in American theaters in June. It'll be an HBO documentary in the fall. And the Academy Awards, they take place tomorrow night.